It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The question was whether or not the United States should have quit the UN Human Rights Council. In June of this past year, it was announced that the United States was in fact going to leave the UN Human Rights Council. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said human rights abusers continue to serve on and be elected to the council. The world's most inhumane regimes continue to escape its scrutiny, and the council continues politicizing scapegoating of countries with positive human rights records. Now, she went on to identify those inhumane regimes, stating, when a so-called human rights council cannot bring itself to address the massive abuses in Venezuela and Iran and welcomes the Democratic Republic of Congo as a new member, the council ceases to be worthy of its name and, in fact, damages the cause of human rights. It should be noted that before the DRC was named to the Human Rights Council, the Norwegian Refugee Council said the situation in the Congo became worse in 2016 and 2017, where, quote, women and children are abused sexually and abused in all possible manners, end of quote. And yet there's a continual ongoing bias directed toward Israel. Now, the U.S. has expressed unhappiness about the existence of the permanent Agenda Item 7, which is, quote, exclusively devoted to the discussion of rights violations in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, end of quote. And, of course, various left-wing organizations use this action as another opportunity to blast the United States and the Trump administration in particular. The American Civil Liberties Union criticized the move, saying the Trump administration was mounting a concerted aggressive effort to violate basic human rights. Now, when did the ACLU last criticize Venezuela, Iran, or the Congo? Nikki Haley did say the United States will, of course, continue to promote human rights, but outside of the council. She did add that the U.S. would consider rejoining the Human Rights Council in the future if reforms are made. Now, the United Nations has been a constant source of anti-American and anti-Israel activity for many years. The U.S. has disproportionately paid into the U.N. coffers, as well as hosting the world body in New York City. But instead of making any effort to mitigate this bias, the UN has gone the opposite direction, that is, becoming much more strident in criticism of the U.S. and Israel, while at the same time nominating countries with overt human abuse records to be part of the Human Rights Council. Now, this seems counterproductive and illogical. That's because it is. The UN has taken advantage of U.S. goodwill for decades and yet takes potshots at the United States. And that's because the UN is made up of many countries that are at odds with the U.S. and profess nothing but disdain for the state of Israel. Now, past American administrations have given a pass to the UN, and in the case of Barack Obama, used it as a platform to apologize. The Trump administration has drawn a line, saying enough is enough. The U.S. was correct and obligated to withdraw from the UN Human Rights Council. When and if the United Nations goes through much-needed soul-searching and corrects the path it's on, then and only then should the U.S. consider rejoining the Human Rights Council. I'm Alan Stock, and remember, keep on thinking free.